Senator, your message, unity, you probably get it has a lot. Is it selling? Can it sell?
Well, first of all, it's not unity for unity's purpose. It's not a kumbaya moment. It's actually about bringing people together for the cause of our country, for the cause of justice and liberty and opportunity for everyone. And that does seem to be working in terms of just it resonates with people's hearts. Enough of presidents that divide. We need leaders that unite. Enough of presidents that put people down. We should have leaders that lift us up and call us to that sense of common purpose, because we've got a lot of common pain in this country, and we've got to get back to dealing with the real issues affecting people.
You know, you answered a lot of specific questions in there. Can you accomplish any or all of those if you're a president?
I don't think it's an I word anymore. It's got to be a we word. No, gone are the days that one person rolls in and solves all the problems. But I know if Iowans activate and engage and, you know, start to create change, not just on the state level, but with your federal representatives, we can actually make pretty big change the more people that really represent the people and the problems that they have.
Senator, one of the questions that did not come up, surprisingly, was anything relating to immigration.
Yes.
There was not one question.
Yes.
Does that tell you that people don't care
no.
about immigration?
That's no.
That's not a hot-button topic?
Well, we answered a lot of questions, but there were still some hands up at the end that we didn't have time to get to. So I know it's a hot-button issue in terms of making sure that we have immigration policies that reflect our values, that don't undermine our safety. And what I mean by that is we need to secure our borders, but we also need to create a country where you don't have immigrant communities afraid to go to the police to report crimes because they're afraid of being deported. We have to understand that we don't need to violate our values in order for our security, because when you violate values in the name of security, you lose both. We can make ourselves safe and strong. We can actually add billions of dollars more to our economy if we create immigration laws at work and have pathways to citizenship and then protect our borders.
All these things you talk about, at this point, nothing seems to get passed in Washington. How can you make that change if you're president?
Well, that's why I say I'm the senator that led the one piece of major bipartisan legislation that actually got done, which was for criminal justice reform. My record in the Senate is actually reaching across the aisle and getting bills passed. Even a bill called Opportunity Zones is helping Iowa have mayors. I talked to a local mayor just yesterday that was telling me it's a tool in their toolbox to attract millions of dollars of new investment. So we are going to make sure that we create the kind of common ground to get real things done. I'm confident. I'm the guy that took one of America's major cities that was in distress, brought people together, and we turned it around, one of the better urban success stories. So I'm used to running at the toughest problems in our country that other people say can't get solved and showing people that we can do it together, and that's the kind of leader I'll be for the country.
Senator, is compromise a dirty word? It seems like sometimes that we hear that the two sides can't compromise because then their particular base would not support them if they make any move to compromise. How do you convince people that that's not a bad thing?
Well, we've got to end that. That kind of us against them, zero-sum politics, doesn't work. We've got to get back to this understanding that we have common cause and common purpose. And we name in a negotiation, I've had many of them, you may not get 100 out of 100 of what you want, but, you know, 75% of a loaf is better than no loaf whatsoever. And that's how progress is made. We had a bipartisan immigration bill back right around the time I came to the Senate. They had gotten one passed out of the Senate in 2013. If we had done that, the Congressional Budget Office said that would have nearly knocked $1 trillion off of our deficit, because it would have brought people out of the shadows, had them paying taxes, had them contributing to the common good. And so we're hurting ourselves not by finding ways to find common ground. On some issues, I've done it in the Senate. You got to stand your ground. You got to fight tough. But on so many other areas, from infrastructure to expanding access to healthcare to lowering the cost of prescription drugs, there are so many things we can do that demand compromise and us working together.
How would you campaign if you were the nominee for president? Wrap up, here you go. Your campaign for president. How would you campaign for president knowing the kind of campaign Donald Trump would most likely run?
Well, by reaching out. You know, Iowa, you're going to see me back here as a nominee. I'm not going to ignore this state. Come in and ask for your votes for to be a nominee and not fight for this state. And by me campaigning in states like this, it hopefully energizes more people so you can win more legislative races. We need to build a party from the grassroots up. We don't need to emulate Donald Trump to beat Donald Trump. And that's something I've never believed in doing. You don't fight him on his turf and his terms. You don't get mean and cruel in your language and demean and degrade other Americans. I think we've had enough demeaning. We need a president that's going to be about redeeming. We've had enough put downs. We need a president that's going to lift folks up, and that's the way I'm going to campaign. That's the way you deal with hate is bring love. To deal with darkness, you deal with it by bringing light. And that doesn't mean that you're not tough and strong. People can watch how I campaign in a documentary called Street Fight that was nominated for an Academy Award. I'm a tough campaigner. I bring it everything I have as a former tight end for Stanford University. I know how to get into the trenches and fight it out. But you don't have to be cruel to be strong. You don't have to be mean to be tough.
Okay, I know they're ready for you to hop on the bus, but quickly says, what would be one thing you want people to know about Senator Cory Booker?
Well, I want them to know that I've taken on the toughest problems in our country and brought people together to solve them. I want them to know that if you want a candidate that when they go low, we go lower, that's not me. I'm a candidate that thinks we've had enough of the toxic Twitter trolling, mean-spirited politics. We need someone that's going to help us to heal, have a revival of civic grace, have us understand that we need each other as Americans to really put more indivisible back into this one nation under God so that we can actually solve some of the tougher problems. Because our competitors out there, we can't allow them to beat us. And the way they're going to beat us is by us to remain divided.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the time. Thanks.
Right. Bye-bye now.